a pending Supreme Court decision might be key in helping millions of Americans who are in the same situation that Donald Trump found himself in as a result of yesterday's verdict. Look, I have been drinking a lot of coffee this morning, trying to wrap my head around where we go from here. Might as well, blackoutcoffee.com/G&G. Coffees, loose leaf teas, and hot chocolate. Very small company. We support our troops. We support Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, Second Amendment Foundation. We send money to them monthly. And hope you would support a company that has real American values. Blackoutcoffee.com/G&G. Thank you. The pollen is killing me, so let's roll anyway. Yesterday, Donald Trump, the verdict came down, 34 counts guilty on all. He's convicted now, convicted felon. And as a result of being a convicted felon, like many people in this country, he just lost his Second Amendment rights. Now, I am going to stop right here and remind everybody how many videos I did highlighting or detailing then, you know, during his first term, President Trump, when he said, take the guns first, due process second, or how he wanted to just have the ATF get rid of bump stocks, or how he wanted the ATF to get rid of silencers. I think we're beyond that at the moment. We're at a crossroads in this country. It's been coming for a while. We've been getting closer and closer, but I think the country is there. We're at the tip, the peak of where do we go from here? The justice system was just made a mockery of to a point where it really hasn't before. The judge in the case was obviously on the take. He's donated to the Biden administration. His daughter profits off of Trump and his scenario. There's a lot of things that I won't get into on this video that should sicken you, the American public, regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of how you feel about the individuals who are going to be running as representatives of those parties. Regardless, as an American, you should be furious right now. The judges, and it's not just this case, this has happened in other cases for people who are not as notorious or don't have the notoriety of a Donald J. Trump. The legal system is not supposed to go down the way it did. This judge was an ass clown. Still is an ass clown. I don't think you lose ass clown status overnight. We're at a crossroads, y'all. But this case that I'm talking about is the Rahimi case. Now, the Rahimi case, the Supreme Court could drop that decision today. Today is Friday. They typically drop decisions on Fridays. So it's either going to be today or some point in June, they will drop this decision. And the Rahimi case could be key for a lot of people for a couple reasons. One, the Rahimi decision is going to address whether an American can lose their Second Amendment rights based solely off of a domestic violence restraining order. A civil order, right? You can get those very easy, just the same way the ATF can get a warrant to come into your house. It's very easy to get them. And the questions that were posed could, depending on how this court rules or how far they stray or how broad they get with their answering, and they've gotten broad lately in some of their decisions, which is why I've been thinking about this for probably 3 weeks, is they could say that, you know what, yes, somebody who is deemed dangerous could have their rights curtailed in the Second Amendment, because there is a history of that in that period of the, you know, right after the founding to when the Second Amendment was adopted in 1791. They did disarm people if they were really dangerous, right? They didn't disarm people just because they were felons, though, or convicted felons. So there is that distinction that they could address, which would mean the Range case, which is another case I reported on a car 2 or 3 years ago that the Supreme Court is holding right now, that's in holding status. And in that case, well, for, if you don't know about Rahimi, I'll pin that up. But Rahimi was a bad cat, had a restraining order on him, got caught doing other stuff, shooting people and shooting at people and stuff like that. And that was his case. So he was found with a gun, but because he had already had a restraining order on him, they hit him up with 18 U.S.C. 922G, which is the felon in possession or prohibited person. There's a whole bunch of things in that section, but his was a prohibited person after a domestic violence restraining order. The Range case is a nonviolent felon case in which he was found guilty of lying for welfare, basically, and nonviolent. And he was ordered to pay all the money back, and he lost his rights for the rest of his life to own a gun when nothing he did had any implications with a firearm. So could the Supreme Court say, you know what, yes, there is a history and tradition of those who are deemed very, you know, dangerous, that they can have their firearm or their right to a firearm taken away from them? That's a large spider. Hold on. Tennessee's got some big-ass spiders. Stay over there. Sorry. That was huge. Sorry. So they could say that, you know what, there is a text history, not text, but there is history and tradition of that kind of firearm regulation. But there is no history or tradition of firearm regulation for people who are nonviolent. There just isn't. Which is why most of 922G is being challenged in different sections of this country. So this could help millions of Americans, but it could also help Donald Trump, who just found himself a prohibited person. And he might not even be thinking that way, because we know what he said. And I do have a question for my viewers who are big fans of Donald J. Trump. Do you think that he has changed his position? And I'm asking you this because I got a bunch of comments on my video. I did videos I've done of Tulsi Gabbard and how I am very hard on Tulsi Gabbard because I've said actions speak louder than words. Tulsi's saying all the right things across the country for the last couple of years about how, you know, liberty, right? And I like what she's saying. However, I am a person who says, you know what, Tulsi Gabbard, when she was a representative, voted against this Constitution. Actions speak louder than words. And I haven't said this on film yet. I'm actually going to be at the Republican National Convention. I was invited to go to the RNC. And I'm going to have a chance to sit down with Tulsi, as it looks right now, unless things change, because Trump's sentencing is 4 days prior, so everything that's supposed to be going on there could be turned on its head. But as of right now, I will be able to sit down with Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm going to ask her to address her voting record. I'm sorry, this video is going all over the place. I just wanted to sit down and hit record. My bad. But these are what's going on in my mind of liberty. But so I'm hard on Tulsi Gabbard because she has never addressed those votes. The same way I'm hard on Donald Trump when I still remember, take the guns first and get due process second, because it takes a long time for the due process. I will never forget that. And America shouldn't either. If you're deep in the Donald J. Trump fan club, that's fine. The elections today, I'm voting for him today, because Joe Biden, another 4 years, there will be no more America. Are you the same with that? Do you want him to address that? I do. And I know that I have some very good friends who are very good friends with him, and I know they're going to watch this, and I'll probably get a text from them. But I ask you to ask him to have him address that. that'll go a long way for November 5. And I think the November 5 is big. That's election day, guys and gals. The history or the future of America is at stake. And I'm not sensationalizing that. I really, really think that. The Rahimi case could be big for millions of Americans. But I'm really thinking this today. Dangerous freedom. The consent of the governed is what this government runs on, and they no longer have my consent. They haven't for a while. What say you down below? Appreciate each and every single one of you guys and gals. I'm going to have another cup of coffee, blackoutcoffee.com/G&G. We appreciate your support. Guns and Gadgets, I appreciate your support. This country's going to need us. This country needs us now. Take care.